Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. It's a special midweek edition of the pod. And usually, this is when we have a cheeky special guest or something, but we don't today. It's the OG crew. It's myself, Olan Tekkers, and kicking off with Kat. I'm still going to call you that,
no,
even though you changed your username.
By all means.
Today, we're going to play a little game. Now, the best part about this game is that I didn't organize it. Producer Shabs is actually in charge, and let's listen to his beautiful voice. How are you, Shabs?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, wow. There he is.
Most people, I'm very good, by the way, but most people have never heard Shabs' voice because he's always in the background. He's controlling the cameras, the mics, all the rest. Today, he's actually in charge. He set up a little two truths and a lie match for us, right?
Interesting.
This is all football related.
Bit nervous, if I'm honest.
Apparently, he likes to call it liar, liar. I like it, Shabs. Now,
I like this because it reminds me of, like, you know, when you take the them tests on school.
Yeah.
And it's A, B, C.
Yes.
And you're like figuring out
if there's
a pattern. A or B.
You literally are talking about a multiple choice quiz.
Yeah.
If there's
yeah.
a pattern.
Yeah.
Or if there was A, B, C, D, and if in doubt, you just put C.
Yeah.
Always C.
Yeah. Also, you know when you have like too many B's in a row,
yes, exactly.
And
you're like
nah, something's wrong.
It's not wigging out.
Been B too many times. Yeah. B three times in a row. Now, next one cannot be B, yeah. Even though you think it is B. But you're like, maybe they tricked us.
But
it's thinking it's B.
But it was B.
It was B.
It was B.
Yeah. Well, I take it back. The anxiety level is going higher. Shabs wants us to put on the line here a punishment that the winner, so whoever wins, gets the most correct, gets to do any tweet they want on the loser's account.
Nice.
Now, I don't really use Twitter.
Me neither.
Yes, you do.
I mean, a little, but I don't tweet.
Oh, okay.
I use it to just...
People message you.
People just tweet about me.
I figured Twitter out
pretty
quickly.
So, do you want to agree to that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it. You happy with that, Kat?
Yeah, it's fine.
You got it much? Do you use Twitter? Yeah? Okay. I'll try to get you cancelled or fired from Dubzone. all right. Let's kick it off. So, Producer Shabs, the first one you wrote for us, we don't know the answers. We can only see the questions. The first one that Producer Shabs wrote was, two truths and a lie. Steven Gerrard has swapped his jersey with over 100 players, but never a United player. That's one. Mm-hmm. Two, Zinedine Zidane was never caught offside in his whole career. Or three, Alex Song has 27 siblings, 17 sisters, and 10 brothers.
That sounds like it could be true, you know?
Fuck.
Fuck, none of them. You know what? Zidane for me was too smart to be caught offside. He was too elegant.
But like surely off a
set
piece.
No, he's been caught offside at
you know,
some
like,
point.
Nah.
Free
Zidane
kick's
was,
been cleared.
Nah.
He's, no.
He was the GOAT. So that doesn't sound like one of, he doesn't. That
you reckon
doesn't,
that's
that
true.
Doesn't sound too crazy
you
for me.
You reckon that's true.
You know like Gary Lineker never got sent off.
Mm.
Like it sounds like one of those. Mm.
Yeah,
you know
but
I, mean?
I could also believe that Steven Gerrard would not take a United jersey.
Yes.
That sounds a bit like Gerrard, eh? But
he
played
with the club his entire
Alex Song
life.
Is oddly believable.
It is, because how many siblings does Patrice ever have? Like 27.
Has he got heaps as well?
Yeah, he's got
are these full siblings?
Like
are we going into
full
specifics?
Oh, I think half counts, right? I don't know.
They're full siblings.
Full.
That's a...
27?
We touched on gynecology in the first one.
That's
I mean, that is...
It's a lot of pregnancies.
I'm going with that. I think I'm going to go with that.
Well, you don't have to say it out loud. You can write it on your phone, right? So,
we
don't copy
C,
each other.
Right?
A,
either
B
right, which one is... We're picking which one is the lie.
You're picking the lie. A, B,
picking
or
the lie. Is it Zidane? Is it Alex Song? Or is it Steven Gerrard?
And I think Gerrard just hates... He hates United. But he'd hate Everton more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't say that he doesn't have an Everton jersey. It just says he doesn't have a United jersey.
Are you telling me, like, Paul Scholes goes to swap? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he's mate from England. Cam.
He's never ever swapped shirts with a United player.
Fuck.
Okay. He's never swapped
shirts.
That's outrageous.
I've put my answer.
All right. You ready? On three.
Hold on.
You haven't written it yet? So A is Gerrard. B is Zidane. C is Alex Song.
Yeah.
Okay. You got your answer?
Yeah.
You got your answer? All right. Reveal.
We're picking the one that's false.
Yeah.
Reveal. I put C, you put A.
I put A
as well.
You guys both put Gerrard, has swapped. I put Alex Song. Shit.
What are we saying?
The answer is B.
Fuck. We're all wrong.
Wow.
Zidane has been called offside.
Wait, so Gerrard's never swapped?
Gerrard has said himself that he has never swapped with the United player. He hates them and detests them. Wow. And Alex Song has 27 siblings.
That one sounded true to me. That's what I'm saying.
Because
of the Patrice everything and like how a lot of Africans, they'll have a mad family. And that one sounded...
So to be honest, they were all
kind of believable.
That was pretty good. That was a good one. All right, the next one. So we're all on zero. The next one.
Hold on, let me clear this.
A. Nemanja Vidic is the only Premier League winner with a surname entirely of Roman numerals. What?
Spell out his last name.
Vidic.
They're all Roman numerals.
Okay.
What? I'm confused.
Are you saying because each letter is also a Roman numeral?
Yes.
Oh.
Like a V is a Roman numeral. Okay.
That threw me off, but okay. Shit. Nemanja Vidic is the only Premier League winner with a surname made entirely of Roman numerals. That's A. B. Javier Mascherano's first game in senior football was for Argentina's national team. Not for his club, River Plate. So the first senior game he played was for Argentina, not at club level.
That's believable.
Eating or bringing cabbage in Stamford Bridge will result in a life ban.
What the fuck?
Can
we break down why that could be true?
What, the cabbage one? Mm. Someone might have died and choked on cabbage and that's why they banned it. That could happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
That's the only reason that could happen. That sounds like one of them rules.
Has it got anything to do with the celery thing? Has it got anything to do with the celery song?
What's the celery song?
Has Chelsea got the celery song about if she don't come, just tickle her bum with a lump, with a lump of celery? You know the song?
No. But you could be right there.
They do have a song.
Yeah, no, you could.
And they throw celery.
Wait, what was the first one again?
You never heard that one?
I actually
don't know. The Roman numeral ones. Is it the only? He's the only footballer.
He's the only Premier League winner.
Only Premier League winner with a surname made up of entirely Roman.
I mean, how many Premier League winners are there? Mascherano, then how many Premier League Argentina winners are there with Roman numeral like that? For me, like,
you know what? Maybe the Chelsea one is fake because it's actually celery that you can't bring in.
Nah, but they always toss celery around.
Oh.
Unless they don't toss it at Stamford Bridge. I mean, I've only been a handful of times.
Like, maybe there were so many issues with people using the celery.
What?
It's not about shout. Because they toss it a lot at the parade.
We're talking technicalities here. Like, it could be true that there is a vegetable that is banned, but maybe it's not cabbage.
Oh, cabbage.
Why am I telling you what I'm thinking?
I know what you mean. I hear what you're saying. Like, producer Shab's just been cheeky and changed celery.
Yeah, like, celery is banned because they use it as props, part of that song. You know, that can be a bit risky.
Cabbage isn't. That's not a bad shout. Because why the fuck would cabbage be banned?
Are we all helping each other with this?
No, I know what you mean. Javier Mascherano.
Wait, so we're picking the one that we think is false.
Yeah. Like, which one is the lie?
Oh, okay. No, sorry. Yeah. No, I was doing it wrong. Fuck. I was thinking.
No, low key, I did it wrong.
Which one I thought was true.
Okay, so which one is that? Have you written it down?
Hold on. Which one we think?
A is Nemanja Vidic and the Roman numerals. B is Mascherano playing for Argentina before he played for his club. And C is cabbage at Stamford Bridge will result in a life.
Let's go. Are you ready?
Ready? 3, 2, 1. I went with cat. I put C. Did you put C?
C.
Everyone put C.
Correct.
Yeah. It's because of the celery?
It's just celery.
Yeah. Well played. We kind of helped each other.
Do you know
what,
though? I'm okay with that.
We kind of helped each other.
Because we rationalized it together.
Because if it wasn't for me telling you about celery.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
We also now know how Shabs works now. Like, he'll just change.
He'll change like a
minor
word.
Detail.
Okay, so we're all even still. Everyone's on one. Let's go to the third one. A. Morocco are undefeated against Brazil. B, Erling Haaland has only scored 3 goals from outside the box in his entire career.
His entire career, not just in the Premier League.
His professional career.
That could be true.
Or C, David Beckham was born at Whipps Cross Hospital. No fucking
Whipps Cross. As in Whipps. Actually, oh fuck, I don't know. Because that could be the name of a hospital in and around Essex, which I'm pretty sure he was born, but nah, it's got to be surely. Whips Cross, it's too coincidental. It's too coincidental.
It's poetic.
It's too coincidental, bro.
Could that be a place in England? Or?
It could
be. It does sound like it could be a place. Whips Cross.
Can we Google?
No.
No, it's a point. Man.
Wait, what was number one again?
Morocco are undefeated against Brazil.
That sounds like a weird stat. That is true. That sounds like a weird stat.
Haaland has only scored 3 from outside the box in his whole professional career.
Do you know, I've weirdly heard something about Haaland.
I know he hasn't scored many.
Yeah.
But this is where it could be 4 in chapters written 3. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I know he hasn't scored many. I do remember he scored one with his left foot already at City from outside the box, low and hard.
Okay.
But that's one I remember. I don't remember any other ones at City that he scored from outside the box.
Yeah, but it's in his entire career.
In
Dortmund as well. What, he didn't score any outside the box?
He scored
Dortmund.
A lot of goals.
I just don't believe it.
Anyway, we all got to put our own answers. Yeah. So I've written mine.
Okay.
But this is tough. This is good, man. This is really good.
I think.
Can you sum up the order again?
Yep. So A is Morocco undefeated against Brazil. Okay. B is Haaland has only scored 3 from outside the box. And C is Beckham was born at Whips Cross Hospital. You have to pick the lie. Okay, we all got our answers?
Yeah, we ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
I put Beckham is a lie.
I put B.
You put B. You guys put B. So I think Whips Cross is too ridiculous.
Nah.
David Beckham was born at Whips Cross.
Oh my day!
I told you.
That is unbelievable.
I told you it but could be because it sounded so true. English.
Morocco are not undefeated.
So we lost as well.
Oh.
Far out.
You celebrated too soon.
Oh,
Haaland only has 3 goals from outside the box.
Haaland only has 3 goals from outside the box. There you go. So we all lost.
And you know what's funny is none of us talked about the Morocco thing at all.
Because I was like,
we just assumed
that. Yeah, because it sounds so true. Like, oh yeah,
you could believe it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So unbelievable.
Shit. Okay. Wow. Well, there you go. We're all even on one. Still, we go to the fourth one, second last one now. A, Luka Modric and Mark Viduka are cousins.
What? Right. Wait, is Viduka also?
Do we know?
Is he Serbian?
First cousin, second cousin, third cousin?
No, is he Croatian? Is Viduka?
Viduka, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't he live and have a cafe in Croatia?
He lives there now.
Yeah.
Luka Modric and Mark Viduka are cousins. John Obi Mikel's actual name is Michael. Mikel was a spelling error.
Hmm.
Thomas Muller has scored in every European Championship he's played in. The Euros.
Yes.
So either Thomas Muller has scored... let's go in order. Luka Modric and Mark Viduka are cousins. John Obi Mikel's actual name is Michael. Mikel was a spelling error. Thomas Muller has scored in every Euro he's played in.
I think the Mikel one is true because he's African and he's Nigerian and they would have...
spelled it wrong.
Like phonetic. They made it phonetic.
He would have said, my name is Mikel. And then they would have gone, oh, Mikel. But it's, no, my name is Michael.
Yeah.
So that one, I think that one's actually true.
Okay. Modric and Viduka are cousins?
Modric and... I don't know. I'm not buying that, bruv.
Croatians. Let's make them related.
We would have known that ages ago.
I agree.
That would have been something that came out. They're two big like players. We would have known that.
Okay.
That's what...
And Muller does bag a lot of goals.
I feel like I've also heard something about Thomas Muller and that stat before.
Mm.
And that's a Thomas Muller type stat as well. Like, you know?
I don't know why we were helping each other.
I know. Actually, I'm pretty sure they are cousins.
Wait, what?
I remember hearing something about them being cousins.
Shit,
I chose to be strategic way too late.
It's a bit late now, Kat.
Fuck, man.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Three,
yeah, I wanted not to, yeah, but I went with Viduka and Modric.
Same.
You're all wrong.
They are cousins.
They are Fuck cousins.
Off. How closely related, though?
They are cousins. That's the fact.
Fuck.
Yeah, but I have cousins.
The lie is Thomas Muller has actually never scored at a European
Championship. Are you shitting me?
He's never scored a goal at the European Championship.
That's really bad that I didn't know that.
He's never scored
a goal. Yeah, but we're
distracted
goal.
By You're
the
talking
cousins
about Thomas
thing.
Muller.
I covered Euro 2020. I should know that. That's poor.
Wow.
Fucking hell, what?
That's poor.
That's a silly stat.
Shit. So he bags at World Cups, but he doesn't bag at Euros.
Not at the Euros.
Oh, fuck. He's not scored one goal. He's played in how many?
He would have played in a fair few as well. He recalled up for the 2021.
Are we all just thinking too far into all of these
Shit.
As well?
We are.
Now, we're down to the last one. We're all on one. So I think...
How are we going to do this?
I think we should not talk to each other for this one.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, like we'll just
answer it. We need a winner. We need a winner.
But the crowd need to know what's going on.
The crowd need to know, but let's not discuss.
If you all draw, I will go get some more and we'll come back with it.
Okay.
Okay, all right. All right. Ready?
Shabs can do a personal one.
Last one, yeah. Last one. A. John Terry scored more Premier League goals for Chelsea than Iniesta scored La Liga goals for Barca. That's A.
Okay. Ooh.
B. Hibernian have a 100% record against Barcelona.
Fuck off.
Or C. Mario Balotelli's only Premier League assist was for Sergio Aguero's title winning
goal. Aguero! Shit.
Balotelli. Aguero! I remember iconic. That Balotelli did touch the ball onto him. So, A, John Terry scored more goals for Chelsea in the Prem than Iniesta scored in La Liga for Barca.
So, two of those are true.
Yeah. B, Hibernian have a 100% record against Barca. C, Balotelli's only Premier League assist was Aguero's goal to win the title.
No.
This is tough, man. This is tough. We won't right. discuss
we
it.
We can't.
All right.
Fuck.
Shit.
It's a tough one.
I don't even know where I'm going.
This is tough, man. This is tough.
That's really tough.
Terry scored a lot of goals, bro. But
Terry was a goal so scorer, bro. Iniesta was more assists.
Fuck.
Iniesta wasn't a goal. It was assists.
This is hard, man. I've put my answer in, but...
Have you both put your
answer
in?
This is great. Hey, Shabs, you did a good job with this one. I'll put my answer in. You got your answer?
Yeah.
You got your answer?
No, I haven't.
So just to reiterate, A, John Terry scored more Premier League goals for Chelsea than Iniesta scored La Liga goals for Barca. B, Hibernian have a 100% record against Barcelona. C, Mario Balotelli's only Premier League assist was for Aguero's title-winning goal. Which one is a lie?
His only ever assist in his career.
Mario Balotelli's only Premier League assist was for Aguero's dramatic title winning goal.
His career.
Otherwise, how did he fucking get to that point?
Because he's a goal scorer. Goal scorers don't assist.
Okay. I'm just trying to process everything.
So Olan's put his answer.
Yeah. Okay.
I've put my answer.
I'm going to put mine too.
You've got yours as well? Okay. So. A, John Terry. B, Hibernian. C, Mario Balotelli.
Yeah, reveal.
I put A.
I put B.
Kat put A as well.
B is false.
So you got it.
Oh! Let's go.
Shit.
Yes. Yes.
Shit, sir.
Do you know how I did it? I said, which one sounds like just believable?
The actual stat is Dundee.
That sounded so believable.
Do you know I'm so pissed off? Because in my brain I was like, it's probably the Hibernian one because we had the same issue
I said in my head, which one sounds like, that was the one in my head. That was the one that sounded like, yeah, that's legit. So I went for that one.
So Terry scored more Premier League goals for Chelsea than Iniesta had La Liga goals for Barca.
Correct.
That sounds about right.
Fuck. That's a good thing to know though.
That's unbelievable. I know Terry scored a lot of goals. Terry
was, there was one season where Terry like 15 to 20 from his head or just like
that's
in the box.
That's crazy,
and shit.
Man.
There was one season where he just went unreal. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Olan is the winner, meaning he gets to write a tweet.
He does.
But me and Kat, who's the loser? We need to go again.
Let's go.
One tiebreaker.
I'm going to go get three and we'll come back and you two can go with tiebreaker on this.
All right, done. Tiebreaker time. Producer Shabs has written one more. Olan is chilling now. He knows that he gets to write something.
He's off.
The winner.
It's out of me and Kat now. The last one. Ready, Kat?
Yep.
Fuck, one of them is really long. So A, only one team have ever won the World Cup final playing in red.
So obscure.
B, a European Championship semi-final was decided by a coin toss.
Ooh.
As in a Euros, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or C, Jorginho and Wayne Rooney are the only two footballers to have scored penalties with their right and left foot in the Premier League.
That was
true. Jorginho and Rooney.
Wait, but Jorginho does the hop step thing with his right. I don't think
I've never seen him kick a pen with his left.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We would have seen it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wayne Rooney would take one with his left?
I can see Rooney taking one with his left. In the Premier League?
In the Prem. That's a proper shit.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
That is a shit. So okay. Alex wouldn't let me do that.
Just to reiterate, only one team have ever won the World Cup final playing in red. Look at World Cup winners, right?
So yeah.
Brazil's won 5, and then played red. Italy's won 4.
Spain.
Spain won it in red.
Spain won it in red.
England.
We're wearing white when we won it, though. I believe.
Yeah. You know, you weren't wearing red.
So... only one team have won it. That one could be
Uruguay.
Could be true. France weren't wearing red. That one could be true, you know?
I believe it. Fuck, shut up.
B is what? What's B?
A European Championship semi-final was decided by a coin toss.
That's...
This could have been like...
That's what I'm saying. That could be 1960 something.
Yeah, the Euro started in 60.
That's what I'm saying. That could be like 1964.
That could have been the first one.
Yeah.
Jorginho, Wayne Rooney, and two footballers to have scored penalties with their right and left. Okay. I'm gonna put my answer for what I think is false.
I've put what I think is false. I'm nervous.
Why are you so nervous?
My heart rate's actually...
Oh, yeah. I got to think what I'm going to tweet for you guys. I know what I'm going to tweet for Claus. I'm just going to think of Kat.
You could probably tweet the same thing. All right.
I think I have a feeling we put the same answer, though.
Yeah,
I put C because
fucking hell.
Because I'm gonna show a little bit of ball knowledge here because I got to redeem myself.
Go on.
I believe England won the World Cup in red, but Spain won the World Cup in navy blue.
What? No way.
When yes, the score. Yes,
correct. That is correct.
And I also believe that Italy won a Euro semi-final in 1968, maybe by a coin toss.
Can you tell me the other team?
Czechoslovakia.
Soviet Union.
Soviet Union.
Yes, it's not Jorginho, it's Albert Henry Martins and well Bobby Zamora.
It just pisses me off because I fucking knew the fucking facts. and didn't get it. It doesn't help, you know?
That's what I love about multiple choice.
This is straight up what would happen.
If it was an essay, I would have won.
Yeah, same.
If you know as much knowledge as you want, you've got to pick the right answer. We're all the same.
Do we go to a double overtime?
Double overtime. Give me a couple minutes.
Or does he just tweet off both of our accounts?
No, 9. All right, Kat, last one. Double overtime. If we both get this wrong, Olan can just write on both our accounts. Okay, we're not
stoppage
going.
Stoppage time is a lot on we're the not line. Going. Let's
This is World Cup stoppage time. A. Paolo Maldini captained AC Milan to a Champions League final win in England exactly 40 years after his father did the same.
Would be exactly. Very nice.
When you say exactly, you mean like to the day? Or you just mean like
40 years.
40 years. Okay. Messi... This is B. Messi has scored a goal for every minute of a football game. He has scored most frequently in the 23rd minute.
That sounds true.
He's getting niche now. Shabs is getting so niche now.
I'm tired.
Ryan Giggs was never sent off for Manchester United.
I know that's a fact.
He should have been. For banging his fucking brother's wife.
He should have been put in the bin a few times.
Offside.
Very offside, but you don't get reds for being offside.
Read them through one more time and then we'll quickly...
Paolo Maldini captained AC Milan to a Champions League final win in England exactly 40 years after his father did the same. Messi has scored a goal for every minute of a football game. He has scored most frequently in the 23rd minute of games.
Okay.
Ryan Giggs was never sent off for Manchester United.
I'm going to go quick, 30 seconds on the time.
Fuck.
Yeah, don't give him breathing time. Don't give him breathing space.
Okay.
I think the Ryan Giggs one's definitely true.
Good tactics from Milan here.
I think it's true. I watched him play. And I never saw him get sent off.
1963.
But also...
You're about as good at acting as my cat.
No, that's actually... I think it's factual. He was one of them players. He's just a nice guy. Also, what's A again? What's A?
Maldini. captaining AC Milan exactly 40 years after.
Well, that sounds too much. That sounds too much like captaining the Peter Schmeichel one. It sounds too much like that one.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Too similar to Peter Schmeichel and his son.
Never sent off though.
10 seconds.
There's a lot of players that have never been sent off.
Yeah, that's true. There's I mean, I've never been sent off.
Yeah, there's a lot. If you're not a defender, how would you get a couple of times?
I've locked in
three,
my answer.
Same.
Two and one.
I hope it's not the same as me.
Please reveal
you put
your answers.
A. I put B.
A is correct.
After all that, Kat comes up with a W in second place and Claude's.
It's
Claude.
Ball knowledge.
Why am I kind of
Fabiano?
You know what hurts me? Is that like...
Of all of us, you know the most about ball.
No, not that.
True.
It's the thought behind my answers. Can you clarify something for me?
Yes, can you clarify something for me?
Claude never takes it.
I'm losing. You can write whatever you want on my Twitter. Confirm something for me. Maldini won it in England in 2003 against Juventus in the final?
Correct.
Okay. And his dad did win it in 63, but just wasn't captain?
I said A is correct. As in, it's correct. B is the lie.
So I won!
Yes.
I was going to say.
What was B?
So Kat...
The actual...
I reckon Messi has scored in every minute, but 23rd minute is not his most favorite.
He's almost there. He hasn't scored in every minute. He hasn't scored in the first or second minute. Ronaldo has scored in every minute of the
That was an emotional rollercoaster, Shabs, and I condemn you.
So you said correct, you meant fucked. True.
Yes.
Fuck, you can't
Why
do
Why did you
that,
clarify
bro.
That?
A is correct.
So I won.
You have won.
Yes.
And Kat came last.
We all misunderstood that.
For like a minute.
Well, no, I didn't really celebrate. I actually felt bad for
it's
you.
It's like VAR.
You watch that back.
Do you know why? Because Inter won it in 60 and in 61, and Milan won it in 63, and Maldini was the captain.
Correct.
And I felt... I thought, fuck, did I get this wrong? Was he not the captain? But I know Milan won it. And then I know Maldini won it in England in 03.
Whereas I just lost it because I didn't
know
that.
I was pissed because I was like, if Kat just got it with a fucking random eyes closed guess, that would have shit me.
Bit of a VAR celebration there for you.
Okay. Right, so it's over. That's it. Kat, your Twitter account goes to Olan.
I'm just going to tweet you've got no ball knowledge.
Fair. Are you going to share it as well?
Yeah. Thanks for joining us if you're still here.
Good
Kat. That was a good game. All yours, Olan.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.